Ladies and gentlemen, as producer of this film, I would like to make the following statement. This motion picture is a vicious expose of a part of the young generation, that sick generation who must ravage and plunder for their kicks. Scenes of such brutal honesty will be shown on this screen that we strongly recommend that impressionable young people, or those people of any age, who are upset or affected by scalpel slashing, arm twisting, axe hacking motorcycle maniacs, now close their eyes for the remainder of this coming attraction, and further recommend these people do not attend any showing of this film. Thank you.
This is the emergency podcast system. This is not a test. Movies are bombing all over the country. They are posing as movies you already know. They may already be in your theaters, your neighbor's home, or even your own. Do not panic. Specialists have been dispatched. They will help you identify these pretenders and defend you against this invasion of the remake. Please stand by for further instructions.
Shifty Eyes Productions presents
Cult Movie A Go-Go.
Symbols. We're all familiar with them. There are shortcuts to vital information. That's why, to familiarize you with the movie rating symbols which will be used by this theater, we present the following guide for parents and young people. It is designed to inform parents about the suitability of movie content for viewing by their children. G, all ages admitted, general audiences. GP, all ages admitted, parental guidance suggested. R, restricted, under 17 requires accompanying parent or adult guardian. X, no one under 18 admitted.
Way back beyond the future, in a land before time began, the day after has become the day before. The Tromaville of the future has become a dinosaur hell. In this dinosaur hell, there is only one type of being that can survive, a barbarian. And what kind of barbarian? Why, a nymphoid barbarian. A nymphoid barbarian in dinosaur hell. Across a hostile landscape, humans battle for supremacy against mutants. Deadly dinosaurs have arisen from nuclear holocaust, and all of them are hot for a nymphoid barbarian in dinosaur hell. Yes, for the first time ever, the prehistoric meets the prepubescent. She's the last womanoid in the Tromaville of tomorrow, and she's wanted by men and mutant alike. She's a nymphoid barbarian in dinosaur hell. Starring international cult heroine Linda Corwin as the nymphoid barbarian. Not since Raquel Welch in 1 million years B.C. has one woman had to face such a fearsome collection of rabid reptiles. You've seen the Brontosaurus, the Tyrannosaurus, but you won't believe your eyes when you come face to face with the Tromosaurus. Only the Troma team could bring you the incredible state-of-the-art special effects from internationally acclaimed effects wizards Brett Piper and Alex Perney, the masterminds behind A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur Hell. You'll swear you are watching the real thing. A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur Hell. Primitive, brutal, horrifying, lust-crazed inhuman monsters, all battling over one beautiful, seductive, tantalizing prize. A nymphoid barbarian in dinosaur hell. She's the heroine every woman wants to be. The courage of a lioness, the hunting skills of an Amazon, and all the beauty of a fine young nymphoid. Only one man will possess the ultimate weapon. But no man can ever possess a nymphoid barbarian in dinosaur hell. You must see A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur Hell. The prehistoric and the prepubescent together at last.
somewhere in Bulgaria, a crime is about to be committed.
Where I come from, a little place called America, the customer is always right.
Too bad you're here now.
Two very different men are killed in a crime of passion, and their world turned upside down.
Bring those bodies to me. I would prepare the lab.
Da!
The world is a dangerous place, Mr. Cole.
What happened to me?
The right side of your brain was severely damaged.
You killed my husband, bitch.
One man, two different minds.
We gotta find the woman that killed us both.
But a common goal.
We'd like a drink.
What can I get for you?
Scotch on the rocks.
Vodka or nothing?
Vodka tastes like lighter fluid.
I agree.
Scotch tastes like piss water.
No, it doesn't.
In a world turned upside down.
Stop the car!
Mother of God!
Two opposites must work together.
I'm looking forward to this.
To settle a common score.
That's him! He raped me on my wedding day!
This just keeps getting better and better.
And in the final showdown,
not bit, Charles Bronson.
All bets are off.
We're getting the snot beat out of us.
This because you fight like a girl.
Correction, we fight like a girl.
Man with the screaming brain.
Okay, now we fight dirty.
And so, in conclusion, we must conclude that it is the human forehead and not the much-publicized brain, which is the source of all man's and woman's knowledge.
How can you be carried away by such drivel?
I don't know. I just am, I guess.
Isn't it not about my theories at all, Dr. Applethorpe? Isn't it because I'm a woman?
If a man told me our foreheads were the seat of all human knowledge, I would react exactly the same way.
Really, Dr. Applethorpe? And what if that man were a woman?
Nick no longer cares about things like that, Droxen.
You like modern art?
If we are to take over the Earth, and I think that you'll all agree that is precisely what we should do.
Why, that looks like a forehead.
Don't you want to try it on?
I've got it, Philip, I have it!
Let's just call it for now, for Hennessy. Fella.
Your head! What's happened to you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you see? There's something like a flu in their foreheads, and people are just ashamed to admit to the embarrassment of forehead pulsing, like the painful itch of...
Sorry, Chief. My mother was once frightened by someone's forehead when she was pregnant with my sister's daughter.
This will make you the smartest man on the planet.
What'll it be, Buster? Where can I get a forehead? A what? A forehead!
Entertainment is proud to present the most unholy film you'll see this year.
Forgive me, Lord, for I'm about to sin.
I'm not the Lord. He only works through me.
What is said here is between us and God.
I'm not here to confess any sins. I'm here to commit them.
In a church on the outskirts of hell. An innocent nun was drugged, beaten, and left for dead. She lost everything except her faith.
I was dead and God came to me. He told me to kill.
Kill who?
All who sin against his name.
If you're gonna be doing the Lord's work, you need the Lord's tools.
Now she's going to show them that hell hath no fury, like a new nun. Big gun.
You have a vigilante in the calles, going around and killing all the bad guys. We are the bad guys.
New nuns with big guns.
You know, you're not exactly the forgiving type.
This sister is one bad mother. Brought to you by Freak Show Entertainment, the guys who brought you Run, Bitch, Run.
We have just seen rushes direct from Hollywood of pictures being released in the coming weeks. And we are proud to announce that this theater will soon bring you the greatest array of pictures ever to reach our screen. You'll see the finest stars in exciting performances. You'll thrill to the suspense, comedy, romance, and drama of world-famous stories. Here's a glimpse of a few of them coming to this theater soon.
Oh, the ultimate in screen terror. The horror that was the Nazi nightmare explodes on the screen. ...1945... somewhere inside Nazi Germany. This is Medical Camp 9. For these women, there is no hope, no escape. For them, there is only pain. And Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS.
Call yourselves men? I see no manhood between your legs.
For some, there was death. Slow. Brutal. For others, the chosen few, there was only Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS.
No!
Oh?
Look further, General.
Oh! Oh! Why we eat? When a man entered her room, he never returned quite the same. Of all the butchers in the Third Reich, none was as ruthless as Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS.
It's 50 minutes now, mein Kommandant.
Together with her black widows, she committed crimes so terrible even the SS feared her.
There's but one way.
Never forget the terror of Medical Camp 9. Forget its beautiful commandant. The bloody butcher the Nazis called Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS.
I am Hitler!
Because of the shocking nature of many scenes in this film, it is definitely not recommended for the squeamish or easily offended.
the one who speaks for them, let them eat their bread and drink their wine, and in the night benign, sleep.
Don't miss the most unusual and exciting horror motorcycle film yet made.
I come to offer you youth and fresh, fresh blood.
Hey, we all know how we're going to die, baby. We're going to crash and burn.
Werewolves on Wheels, starring Steve Oliver and Severn Darden. The story of a motorcycle gang who ride into a new kind of hell. They ride wild, play hard, and fight brutal.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
Cry of Satan, you are one with them. Cry of Satan, you are one with them. Cry of Satan.
Werewolves on Wheels, the most eerie, the most chilling, the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Their survival was the torch, as one by one they became terrifying, bloodthirsty werewolves on wheels. Don't miss the first horror motorcycle film ever made, Werewolves on Wheels. Rated R from the Fanfare Corporation.
Now, the most exciting new storytelling technique in film history, anamorphic duovision. A new film experience. You don't need glasses to see twice the action, twice the excitement. This is a single screen preview of the first feature film production in duovision. An action-packed thriller from MGM. Wicked, Wicked. When was the last time you were really frightened by a film?
Help me! Help me!
You'll be doubly afraid when you see Wicked, Wicked in duovision. Wicked, Wicked. A bizarre tale of mystery and terror.
Come in. It's not locked.
See the suspense thriller of the year, Wicked, Wicked, in duovision. From MGM, rated PG.
This is Howard Scott on the scene for TV 12. We're at the Bijou Theater, where it's been reported that a man has gone berserk while watching a double feature horror program. The police are trying to subdue the man now. In fact, here they come. Excuse me, officer. I'm Howard Scott from TV 12. Yeah. What happened inside?
Well, we got a 1040 saying some guy's gone berserk down at Bijou Theater, so... Come down here. Guy's gone berserk down at Bijou Theater, so... We comprehended the alleged perpetrator, and we're gonna book him on a... Code 12, Section 4, Paragraph 1236.
What's the Code 12, Section 4, Paragraph 1236?
Gone berserk down at Bijou Theater. Excuse me, Howard.
Certainly, certainly. Sir, madam, excuse me. You, sir. Yes. Could you tell me what happened inside?
Is this TV?
Channel 12.
Oh, yeah.
Sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was watching the film. And I noticed this guy drooling and talking to himself all the way through it. Naturally, I don't think nothing about that. But then, all of a sudden, he jumps up. He starts screaming and pulling his hair and carrying on.
The film frightened him that badly.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary movie. I mean, he flipped out just when the girl took the axe and started to chop off the guy's gloves.
No, Harry, it was when the guy took the razor and cut off the girl's bazongi.
A movie that frightening, it actually drove a man insane?
Oh, yeah, scary as hell. Scared the piss out of the old lady.
What's the matter with you? We're on TV. You're going to get arrested, Mr. Uncouth. Ordinarily, we do not attend events of this cultural persuasion. We were going to the ballet tonight, but my old man seen these scary pictures was on.
Scared the piss out of her.
My bodily fluids was not affected in any way. He didn't used to talk like that. It's that bowling league. Ever since he joined that bowling league, his mouth turned into a garbage can.
Hey, you leave my bowling league out of there. I'm warning you. I'll turn your teeth into chicklets.
Thank you very much, madam. It was delightful
get
talking
the piss
to you.
Out of
thank you. Bye-bye now. You, sir. Excuse me. What did you think of what happened inside?
Ah!
Sir, did you like the movie? I'm gonna see it again. Well, that's it, folks. Here we are at the Bijou Theater, and I have here the Upchuck Cup, a little item passed out by the management to remind you that if you can't take the current double bill of horror films called Frenzy of Blood, that you better not come. Upchuck Cup, try saying that fast.
Upchuck Cup, Upchuck Cup, Upchuck Cup, Upchuck Cup. That's groovy, isn't it? I really grooved on the Upchuck Cup, really far out.
You like the Upchuck Cup?
Oh, really turned me on, you know what I mean?
Did you get sick?
Oh, wow, I got sick. I got sick all over. Oh, wow, really far out.
Well, why didn't you use your Upchuck Cup?
Oh, it wasn't big enough. I had to use my purse. You want to see?
No, no.
Oh, wow.
This is Howard Scott about to upchuck in my Upchuck Cup.
Groovy.
A double explosion of bloody terror, blood-spattered bride, and I dismember Mama.
Soon you can see a hard-hitting, shocking film. Its title is Violated. It's a Today story about a masked maniac who is terrorizing Hollywood, raping and brutally beating beautiful young girls. No girl in Hollywood is safe from this fiendish monster who rapes and maims and dumps his victims into the gutters. Because the scenes of Violated are too powerful to be shown to this audience, we can only tell you about the film and its emotional impact. Be sure to see Violated with its cast of Hollywood's most beautiful girls, rated R, for mature adults only.
Do you dare to spend a night of terror in the Wax Museum? You can't tell the living from the dead. Do you dare to spend a night of terror in the Wax Museum?
Ladies and gentlemen, the museum is now open. You will meet some of the most fiendish monsters in all history. Cannibals, poisoners, stranglers, stabbers, and rippers.
Terror in the Wax Museum.
Wax thou art, and to wax thou shalt return.
You can't tell the living from the dead. Where one is the killer, the rest the victims.
What are you doing?
You can't tell the living from the dead. Are they flesh and blood, or are they wax? Are they alive, or are they dead? Jack the Ripper, Ivan the Terrible, Attila the Hun, Lizzie Borden, Lucretia Borgia, Bluebeard. Do you dare to spend a night of terror? Terror in the Wax Museum.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. They're shrimply delicious. Hiya, hiya, hiya. You'll go for that mouth-watering, taste-tempting, meaty shrimp mixture all wrapped up in a crispy noodle jacket. It's a treat you can't beat. So come on, join the folks that are getting fresh, crispy, Flavo shrimp rolls now at the snack bar. They're shrimply delicious.
Lonely, helpless Earth. The 21st century. The world of the future. And lurking beyond the cold, strange immensity of conquered space. Growing and spreading beyond the warped imagination of the greatest human intellect. Exploding in unspeakable horror. The green. The civilized world at war with alien form, whose slimy touch means instant, horrible death. Invaders from beyond the stars, the green slime. Robert Horton, Luciana Paluzzi, Richard Jacob,
You make too many mistakes. You're not right for command.
This is my command, and I'll manage it.
Two men struggle for survival in the infected remains of a diseased universe. Searches for a last chance to save the human race from the desperate hunger of the green slime. A battle in space against faceless beings. A cosmic nightmare that sends you into the incredible berserk world of
green slime! Green slime! Green slime!
Playing dangerous games like this. Or this. Or this. If you do, then join the man who is about to receive a very different glass eye. A tiny television camera. Handy for espionage. Spy in your eye. The daredevil adventurer who is not secret agent number one. So, he has to try harder. Starring Brett Halsey, Pierre Angeli, and Dana Andrews as Colonel Lancaster. He hasn't a 00 number, but he lives a doubly dangerous life. With sexier gal, groovier gimmick, and more out-and-out guts than anything or anyone you've ever seen.
ZK. Docking maneuver completed. Link up accomplished successfully. Starting rocket motors to continue flight. Over and out. Next step, Mars. 35 million miles away.
Mission Mars. Three astronauts on a mission to the forbidden reaches of a red planet. Defying the elements. Inviting death and disaster. Darren McGavin, who gambled his life on a fantastic mission to a world no other living man had ever seen.
Oh, darling, I'm so scared.
Nick Adams, who shared the incredible odyssey, living an adventure beyond his wildest dreams. Mission Mars.
What the hell is that?
They met their destiny on a planet that time forgot. An adventure that smashes the barriers of man's imagination.
Yank! Watch out, the wall is opening! Help me!
Mission Mars.
First, there was the invasion of the body snatchers. Then there was Alien. Now there is the deadly spawn. It began with a meteor crashing to Earth. No one knew the mystery of the mutant spores it contained. Now they are free. They will grow and reproduce rapidly, eating anything and anyone in their path.
Heard something.
The deadly spawn. The nightmare is just beginning.
Ah!
What do you do when unknown terror surrounds you? What do you do when there is no escape? Nowhere to hide from being eaten alive.
What the f*** was that?
The deadly spawn. They just keep multiplying like demon seed. The deadly spawn, extraterrestrial terror. They're full of surprises. And the best is yet to come.
Let him go! Let him go! There's no such thing!
Can anything stop these strange creatures? The movie real science fiction fans have been waiting for. The Deadly Spawn wants you to see them at this theater soon. They need every person they can get. New from 21st Century Distribution. Rated R.
Out of an age undreamed of. An age of magic and fantasy. An age of swords and sorcery. Comes the magical adventure of a sorceress sworn to conquer the world. And magical women warriors fighting with the skills of the masters. Innocent twins are given the secrets of sorcery and the martial arts to defend their lusty beauty. They seek revenge against the sorcerer and discover one must die.
You don't notice something different?
Like that.
Like this? Well...
history, beyond imagination, and out of the ancient dream world come the two who are one. Sorceress.
Arise, my warriors!
Dungeons, swords, and sorcery. Witches. Danger and desire. Wizards. Evil magic and a battle to control the entire known world. Swords and sorcery. Sorceress.
Pizza!
Pizza!
Pizza, pizza, pizza. Everybody loves pizza, and we're now featuring the famous original Tolona pizza. Only the finest and purest ingredients go into the original Tolona pizza, made fresh to your order. And into the oven it goes. Presto, a luscious, hot, crispy pizza. We're now featuring... Hey, wait a minute. Give me another pizza. That's better. Now, as I was saying... We now have delicious, crispy Tolona pizza at the refreshment stand. What do you have? Cheese, sausage, or pepperoni? Take it away!
Return to the vanished kingdoms of ancient times. Wizards and barbaric passions. Behold the saga of a legendary warrior, a loving father who has the power of a dozen armies in one sweep of his mystic blade. This is a story of honor, disgrace, vengeance, massacre. And a man who became a demon. Shogun Assassin. Once, he was the greatest of the magnificent samurai. Now, he hunts the evil lords who butchered his wife and stained his honor. One man and one child defy the most notorious masters of death on the planet. Like father, like son, meets the greatest team in the history of mass slaughter. Nothing on earth can match their infernal fury. Nothing on the screen can match this awesome spectacle of sword and sorcery. Assassin.
Special Bulletin. Underworld figure Salvatore Rocco was gunned down today by unknown assailants. Unconfirmed reports say that Rocco was involved in a large shipment of stolen drugs. Police report they're also seeking a Japanese woman, Rocco's longtime companion, who has also disappeared.
All right. Bring me to the drugs. You want me to cut your goddamn face off?
Faster than Ali, meaner than Bruce Lee, Sonny Chiba the Street Fighter is the dirty, mean murder machine in The Bodyguard. Sonny Chiba the Street Fighter is back as the meanest, bloodiest, most violent ass-kicking, arm-ripping mother yet.
There are a lot of drugs corrupting our young, hurting us all. That's why I swear to you now, on my honor, that I will find the rest of the men responsible for this. I will smash them one at a time and put them all out of business.
So, it's you.
Say your prayers, fat man.
Vicious massacre of bloody revenge. Sonny Cheever as the bodyguard wastes 10 armed hijackers at 30,000 feet.
Cheever!
Who else but Cheever could cop a million to guard the baddest, foxiest bodies from San Francisco to Tokyo? Cheever's women. Bodies any man would die to guard.
You will do what I say.
The Bodyguard, starring Sonny the Street Fighter Chiba and a star-studded cast of international martial arts superstars, moves from the gutters of New York to the whore-infested back alleys of the Ginza.
Now, Takami, it's your job to kill the bodyguard. Then I want you to take care of the girl.
Terry Levine presents an Aquarius Films release of Sonny Chiba as the Bodyguard in the most gut-ripping dynamite martial arts film ever made.
Chiba, 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 Chiba viva Chiba, 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 viva Chiba.
The Bodyguard, starring Sonny Chiba. If his kick doesn't get you, his fatal fist will. Rated R.
Are you ready for the most dangerous women on Earth? They were called the Wonder Women, the most expert hit team this side of the underworld. Wonder Woman stars Nancy Kwan as the incredible and invincible Dr. Sue. She specializes in most unusual medical experiments.
It is possible for me to transplant any part of the human body.
Any part?
Any part.
Boss Hagen is Mike Harbour. He'll work for anyone, do anything, if the price is right. Mike is marked for death in everyone's book. Some because he asks too many questions, others because he knows too many answers. Wonder Woman is new action. Wonder Woman is new excitement, new adventure. Blasting the screen at a pulse-pounding pace that never lets up. The Wonder Woman. Beautiful, luscious, mysterious dolls. Trained by the sinister Dragon Lady to do as they were told. They were killers. A sisterhood of death. But they were also women. Never know what they'll come up with next. Maybe a kiss in the dark. Maybe a knife in the back. One man thought he could stop them, but they took him apart, piece by piece.
Local theater where you will see the true tale about the time when women had tails. For the first time, you will learn all you ever wanted to know about cave women but were afraid to ask. You will see Senta Berger as Philly, the prehistoric chick with a whale of a tail.
I'll do it. Hold his palm, look.
Our tale begins when Philly is trapped by seven wacky cavemen.
Feels pretty good. Plump, juicy.
Oh, how can you do that?
For the first time anywhere, you'll see Moloch. He makes gay lib look like a Sunday school picnic.
I clean the dirtier gets. I told you boys to bury your bones, but who listens to me?
See Senta Berger defend her prehistoric cherry. This is Gurr. Taking the far-sighted view, he was the first guy to own a piece of the rock. By the seat of his pants, he becomes the world's first skyjack victim. You may be shocked, but you'll never forget the world's first love scene.
Get on top of me.
Okay.
No!
Now what do I do?
Oh. Get off my stomach!
The suspense will become unbearable as you watch our seven intrepid cavemen search for water in the cruel water. Desert.
Why don't you try here? There's a water hole.
You will hear Senta Berger say...
Now the
you
vital
gasp with
is
amazement when you see Ugg invent the ultimate weapon. Hear what Uli has to say when he discovers that Senta Berger has the ultimate weapon.
Oh, nice little tail.
See a typical cave beauty from 1 million BC.
You said it!
Don't miss our seven body cavemen as they go ape over a piece of tail. See all this, plus all you would ever want to see of Senta Berger, the girl that Playboy magazine says comes on strong when women had tails. Coming soon to this theater. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Meet Pixie Chandler.
I feel like I'm trapped. I haven't been to a Save the Planet meeting in months.
Is that why the planet's in such terrible shape?
Maybe you should buy some more crystals, listen to more whale music.
Pixie is about to change.
Don't touch that egg, fella.
I'm a paleontologist.
This is sacred land. If you touch that egg, fella, you're going to be in deep...
We have a permit to dig for fossils here.
I have just turned your wife into a pterodactyl.
Pixie's been turning into a pterodactyl.
Is she on the pill?
Look over there at that dysfunctional woman!
Sex can be elegant.
Think you could be pregnant.
Is it a bird?
Well, what is it?
It's an egg.
Beverly D'Angelo, pterodactyl woman from Beverly Hills, a romantic comedy of prehistoric proportions.
I love you. Nighty-night.
As you leave the theater, folks, please be careful. Don't let this happen to your car. Be sure to remove the speaker before you leave. If you should accidentally pull a speaker loose, please turn it in at our snack bar or box office. Thank you.